All right, we're ready to go. Got the senator joining us this morning. Good morning, Senator. How are you today?
Hey, how you doing? Good.
We are doing okay this morning. You wake up this morning and or whatever, the Guardians have made a trade for a pitcher, a 30-year-old pitcher who was, you know, not what he once was, but it's an effort, right?
Yeah, it's an effort. 30-year-old pitcher that with a sore arm, but still, the trade was a lot of money apparently, and that kind of drove this. I think the Dodgers will pay the Dolan family a good bit of money, and that's fine. I just hope that I like Rosario. There's nothing like watching Rosario the other day. If you saw that game, two outs, seventh inning, I think 0-0 game. Ramirez hits just sort of a lazy pop up into right center that the other team misplayed it. I guess it was Kansas City. It was whatever team it was, misplayed it. And Rosario was on first, two outs. He put his head down. He ran as fast as he could, even though it was easily the third out. The ball dropped and he scored. Ramirez only got to first. So that's why I like Ramirez, because he hustles every time, every play. But the trade is the trade, and I don't own the team. So make the best of it.
Well, they have a lot of middle infielders, so they want to get some of the other guys' efforts on there as well. So, you got to kind of do something to sort of maybe shake things up or figure out, especially when they're playing the White Sox tomorrow. They don't know who their starter's going to be. So that's where you are some days.
Well, their pitchers are all hurt. I mean, they had a really good pitching staff at the beginning of the year, and they've got to sign pitchers and maybe Senegar. And I mean, I wish they'd had him 7 or 8 years ago, but we'll see.
Right. Again, Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. We know he's a big Cleveland baseball fan, and so we always kind of chat a little bit about that. But you're also trying to protect the workers with this extreme heat. What is this Occupational Safety Health Administration effort that you're trying to put forward on that?
Yeah, the job of the federal government, in part, is to protect workers. And I remember when I was in Lorain County one day, I was given 25 years ago a lapel pin depicting a canary in a birdcage. And the mine workers, we know the story, used to take a canary down in the mines because they had no union strong enough, nor no government that cared enough to protect them. They were on their own. And we have passed all kinds of worker safety rules, making America's workplace a whole lot safer. Ban on child labor, protection for construction workers and trade workers, protections for manufacturing workers, office workers. We really haven't done that with exposure to intense long-term heat. We know the planet's getting hotter because we haven't done enough to protect the climate. And that means we need rules out of the administration through the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to protect those workers. Many employers do it right. Most employers do it right. Some don't. That's when we enact those worker protections.
Yeah, we know the hot summer times. In fact, there's always those news stories about on hot days, who are those workers that are still having to get out on the job and do things. But the way the heat has been going around the country, it seems to be kind of tough for everybody. Even locally here, they put out some cooling stations just for people who may be dealing with the issue on there. So we got to try to protect everybody with that.
Yep.
You also have
exactly right.
Your defense bill for Ohio. Talk about that.
Yeah, the Senate's about to pass the National Defense Authorization Act. Our job is to support it, first of all, because it's about our national defense. Our job also is to include in that bill things like protection. It's a national security issue in many ways. It's called the Fend Off Fentanyl Act to stop these drugs coming in, the precursor chemicals in China, the manufacture of those chemicals into fentanyl in Mexico to go to the source and stop that. We've also included in this bill the Outbound Investment Transparency Act, which simply says if American companies are going to move overseas for cheap labor, and far too many have done that, we've got to make sure we know which companies are doing that so we can protect American workers. And the other part we're working on is to make sure that countries that mean us harm in many cases, Iran, North Korea, Russia, China, that they not buy up our farmland. It's not a problem. It's not a problem yet in Lorain County or Erie County or Cuyahoga County, but it's beginning to be a problem in other countries and other areas, especially near military bases. They're not making more farmland, as they say. They're not making more of it. So we want to stop this problem before it happens. And we know when I represented Lorain County in Congress, I was working all the time to warn and to stop China from American companies from selling out American workers in Elyria and Lorain and Sheffield and Vermilion and all. North Ridgeville from moving overseas and hurting our workers in this country because of cheap labor there. Presidents of both parties, from Bush through Trump, sold us out on that. And corporations sold us out, and we saw too many job losses to China. We want to stop this before it gets big with Chinese-owned farmland in this country.
Senator Sherrod Brown joining us this morning. You mentioned about your time in Congress. Would you want to be on that House subcommittee looking into the UFOs that's been going on right now in Washington? What do you think about all that taking place?
Yeah, I think I know about as much as the public, most people in the public know, which is not much about that. I'm fine if they're looking into that. I don't know enough to know if it's a real threat. I do wish, though, that the Congress would focus more on issues of the day in terms of making sure jobs pay decent wages, workers are safe on the job. We're not doing trade. We're unrolling some of these trade agreements that have sold out American workers. That's where I put my efforts. I people can do whatever they want. They're elected by their voters. I just am not really focused on that at this point.
Yeah, there's a lot of different things. Well, Senator, we appreciate your time this morning, and thanks for sharing some talk with us today.